don't know how you feel about this, dear listener, but a member of the team has made it very clear that they're applying for a job whilst also in this job.
It's because the job that I've seen, I'll hold my hand up here, is a job that I believe that I can do whilst actually still holding on to this job as well. So I would like to be able to apply for what I'm about to tell you about with your blessing.
A dog can't have two masters.
I mean...
Well, you can't have two masters.
He can if one master walks at the other time and one master walks at a different time.
No, no, you can't.
So I
dog
have...
will get confused that way. Dog can only respond to one whistle, one voice.
Dogs are stupid, which is what we said yesterday.
It is with great sadness that I accept your resignation and wish you all the best. If you need to put me down as a reference or any of the listeners, so be it.
Just hear me through.
Just
hear me through. So an advert went up yesterday for a job in the quality assurance department of Football Manager, one of the games I've been addicted to for years.
Yeah.
You're basically playing the game that... Obviously, these geniuses are developing, and you're then feeding out. It's a full-time role, up to 30.
Genius
hours.
Is a strong and overused word. Okay, let's save it for when it's really used. You know, it's a football computer game.
I've been playing this for years, so.
So, in a quality assurance department, so you'll just be playing it all the time.
You're playing the game,
looking
all
for
the
glitches,
time,
bugs,
looking for glitches, and feeding back.
Do that in your underpants, really stuff like eating Watsits. You'd be happy as anything.
It's bye bye for me. So I've written...
Oh, he's still here.
...a job application.
Oh, right, OK. What, like the cover letter, yeah?
Dear Football Manager, I would like to express my interest in the advertised position with the Football Manager team. I believe that as a veteran of some 21 years playing the game, I have considerable experience of gameplay and become an important voice in the development of the game. As a colourful radio personality for the same period of time...
Who says that?
I believe that my gift for being able to spot the magic while also separating the wheat from the anecdotal chaff of life.
Oh, yeah.
So what was it, 2 hours ago, you did a top 10 of, what was it, the most popular meat dishes?
Cooked foods.
I'll start this paragraph
told
again.
Told us a story this morning claiming to be superhuman because you ripped a glass case.
I'll start this paragraph again. As a colourful radio personality, I believe that my gift for being able to spot the magic while also separating the wheat from the anecdotal chaff of life means I'm perfect for this new role. I'm a person who is capable...
What about that story you pitched yesterday that I refused to let you actually do on air about someone who had their wisteria damaged?
That's anecdotal wheat, that is.
I'll continue. I am a person who is capable of devising and summoning great creative genius whilst having the backbone and spine to rise up and identify when something is clearly...
What about that time when you were on a mobility scooter and you got lost at Park Lane and didn't know across the road, and yet someone in Vietnam on Google Maps knew how to find the underpass?
When something is clearly doomed for disaster. My current role on the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show means that I could be with you mid-morning to join the working day, already operating at 70 mile an hour, whilst the rest of your workforce are still gathering speed. I'm sure you'll agree this is an exciting opportunity for both parties, and I look forward to discussing soon the beginning of a wonderful partnership. Richie Firth, manager, Stevenage FC.
Is Stevenage getting on? Because obviously they're going to look at your prowess in the playing department.
They are indeed, and they will see that I have achieved promotion for Stevenage to League One in the 2017-2018 season, something that in reality Stevenage weren't able to do a mere fortnight ago.
Right, but
so
with you managing them on my laptop, you
exactly,
could make it happen, yeah?
I can do that, yeah. So, do I have your blessing? Because I could do the breakfast show, finish at 10, and then go on and do this.
And they probably say the same as well. So, to be fair, I can tell you're so excited by this that I think it's if you do get it, it's the perfect moment for you to leave.
Yeah. Chase your dream, man.
Obviously, I couldn't get in the way of that. I'd drive you to the first day there. Pack you off. Check you go.
I could be...
Tiddle bit.
I could continue being...
Call in. It'd be nice to have you on, like, once a week, you know?
I could continue being salaried for this breakfast show. And then...
You've
on.
Met the owners here. No.
And then move on seamlessly to be paid for playing Championship Football Manager.
Oh, isn't that their rival?
No, Championship Manager is what it was.
Right, OK, gotcha.
Football Manager.
Yeah.
It's doable.
Look, I tell you what, apply for it and then we can worry about the details and stuff like that. But I take it as you've got now both feet out the door, just so you know.
No. It's just, you know, one foot knows where the exit is.
You can't show commitment to this by just leaving and going to work all day somewhere else playing on your laptop.
compartmentalising life. That's what we're doing here.
Just apply for it and then we can...
Fair enough. I'll do that. That's an agreement.
Definitely good news that change is going to be happening.